now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley, KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is the Thursday Roundtable. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Cliff Castle Casino, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for today's show, the Mayor of the City of Prescott, Greg Mangarelli.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. My name is Greg Mangarelli, Mayor of the City of Prescott, and your host today. We have a great show today. We'll be talking to Dr. Frank Ayers, Chancellor at Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University, about the Wings Out West Air Show on October 6th. Also, Jerry Kidrick, Assistant Professor at Embry-Riddle, will have more details about Wings Out West, plus Ernest A. Loveday's and a special aerial reenactment of the fateful dogfight over the skies of France that ultimately took Ernest Love's life. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after these messages.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last locally owned independent agents in Prescott.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
When someone comes into Prescott Brewing Company and asks which domestic beers we have available, they're usually looking for one of the macro beers that took over the brewing industry after Prohibition. But while those beers are still produced in America, the companies that produce them are no longer American-owned. We offer you a variety of premium domestic beers brewed right here in Prescott, Arizona. How much more domestically made can you get? Made in America and American-owned. Prescott Brewing Company, real beer, real food, real people, and real local.
Hey everybody, this is David Goldstein, owner of Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. If you're like me, you moved here for peace of mind. As an independent agent, I work with great companies like Safeco, a Liberty Mutual company, to make sure you're getting the best coverage at the best price. So call me, David Goldstein, at Sherrick Insurance, custom protection for your peace of mind. 928-567-0335. Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. Call me, 928-567-0335.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, the Mayor of the City of Prescott, Greg Mangarelli.
Welcome back, everybody, to Talk of the Town. This is your Mayor, Greg Mangarelli, and my first guest is Dr. Frank Ayers of Embry-Riddle with Prescott. Welcome, Frank, to the show.
Hey, Greg. Thanks for having me here today.
Absolutely. Well, we want to talk about Wings Out West, but before we jump into that, Frank, I'd like to make sure everybody understands what's going on at the university, and you've got a special celebration right now.
Yeah, we certainly do. We're celebrating our 40th anniversary in Prescott. 40 years ago, our first university president, Jack Hunt, got together with the city officials and decided to plan a campus at Prescott, Arizona. And, you know, the rest is kind of history, as they say, but the growth of the university over that time has been pretty exceptional, and the partnership with the city has been great. And that includes our 40th celebration. We started last year, and our kind of our culminating event, it'll end at the end of 2018, but our culminating event is our Wings Out West air show coming up, and also our alumni reception and our Oktoberfest homecoming. We'll be celebrating our 40 years.
Yeah, it's a great celebration. I've had the opportunity to take part in some of those festivities, and it's been a lot of fun, a lot to celebrate. So you just started a new school year. Tell us how that's going and give us some highlights for what's going on here this semester.
Yeah, it's been great. We're, you know, every year for the last 5 or 6 years we've been growing. This year is no exception. We're almost 2,800 students. We brought in the brightest student body in the state of Arizona, so great young people coming here. Just opened up a brand new $20 million residence hall sitting on the hillside looking out to the east, and got a great crop of students. Just it's great to get all the energy in the school. Is so much fun. We get started again.
You know, that is a beautiful building, Frank. I've been kind of watching that go up as I drive past every once in a while, and it's good to see the growth out there. It's good for our city, and we do have a good partnership, and I appreciate that and just how willing you are to help the community. Tell us a little bit about Embry-Riddle. You know, you have aeronautical in your name, and I know you have about 500 pilots, and we'll talk a little bit more about the importance of that in our city, but tell us about kind of the whole plethora that you offer. You know, you're way more than just a university for pilots.
Well, that's correct. I'm an air science professor, so I'm a professor on the piloting side, and that's something we've done since 1925, and we think we're the best in the world at it. And that's about 500 of our 2,800 students. We have over 1,100 engineering students. We were just named number one in aerospace engineering in the country at the undergraduate level. And number one's okay. We think we've earned that, and it's a good place to be. We also have the nation's only College of Security Intelligence. We have space physicists. We have a school of business we just opened last year. So we're growing in a variety of directions. And what ties our students together is STEM and the maturity and the confidence and the just the way our students carry themselves. It's really a great group of young people that are doing a variety of things.
You know, you mentioned the accolade you received recently for aerospace engineering, and I know that you've been in the top echelon of that group for quite some time. And it makes me think, Frank, about a group that we recruited recently that people may have heard about. Eviation is coming to our city with their U.S. headquarters. It's an Israeli-owned company, and I think that's largely due to the research and development that they will partner with you guys out there building the first electric airplane.
Yeah, certainly. Our engineering students and faculty are going to be working closely. We've signed both a memorandum of understanding but also a statement of work to do about three different engineering projects, including the design of a larger aircraft for Eviation. And it's going to be an all-electric commuter aircraft, which is pretty exciting. It really fits right into our strengths in engineering, in energy engineering, and in renewable energy engineering, and also in aerospace.
Now, that'd be great. I know that's kind of a race to build the first electric airplane, and I don't think we really realize what kind of a big deal this is yet, and I think we'll discover it as we move along here, but it's sure nice to have them coming to our city. And, you know, when I look at what you guys have to offer as you kind of run down that list, really the city, we're trying to attract business that kind of matches many of the graduates that you're graduating. You know, when I was running for office, I realized, you know, we have this amazing intellectual capital in all of our higher institutions, Embry-Riddle included. You know, we invest in these people and they're amazing. And then they leave our city. And, it's been good to work with Jim Robb. I know that he works with you guys closely, in the economic development side to just try to create some jobs and opportunities for these young people, because I think they want to stay in our city.
Well, certainly. And I think if you look at our community, the one area we could really improve a bit is at 25 to 45-year-old group with families who are in our schools and in our churches, and we graduate those young people year after year, and they go to the top jobs in the country. You know, our placement rates, as you know, are 95% within the field of study within a year of graduation. Now, nationwide, that is about 35%, and we've just been ranked number one in Arizona in that, and really nationally, we're near the top, and also for return on investment. So, yes, if we can have industries here where our engineering students, our pilots, our security people can turn right around and live in Prescott, they'd like that and we'd like that.
Yeah. You know, I heard recently, I was out at the flight line, I think it was yesterday, and it sounds like you've got a lot of growth in your pilot program. I think I heard 150 freshmen approximately. But what is your fastest growing program? Is that it, or what is your fastest growing program?
It's really interesting. I think aviation is probably in the running to be fastest growing. Cybersecurity. We started security intelligence over a decade and a half ago, but that's grown dramatically. But cybersecurity has grown quite dramatically. And, of course, last year, for the first time in engineering, aerospace engineering, we have an aviation track and a space track. And for the first time, the space track students outnumbered the aviation students. So the reinvigoration of the space program is being felt at Embry-Riddle.
Yeah, that's great. So with that pilot program, I know that recruiting United Express here to our city, that was largely due to the fact that with the pilot shortage, and people may not know, but there's a real pilot shortage now, but it's going to worsen as we move forward. And I know that recruiting United Express here, part of that recruitment process was touting what Embry-Riddle could bring to the table in terms of a pilot training program. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, certainly. And, of course, you know, you and I flew up to the headquarters of SkyWest together, and they were very interested in the city of Prescott. They thought, as we've seen the traffic counts, we've had a great start, probably one of the best starts they've ever had. They're also very interested in our pilots coming to work for them. You were gracious enough to come over and speak when SkyWest came on campus to sign an agreement with Embry-Riddle to flow pilots through the airline. And we've just also signed an agreement with Delta Airlines to do the same thing. So it's exciting to see the demand for our really talented young people. And if that helped get SkyWest here, we're pleased about that too.
Well, I'm certain it did. And you talked about those load factors, Frank, and just in the short time that SkyWest has been here. SkyWest is the parent company, but United Express has been here. We've seen about a 70% load factor on these planes, a 50-seat CRJ-200. And I think their pro forma, Frank, was based on a 44%. And so you're right. They are thrilled to see the 70% load factor. And it's really a testament to, I think, pent-up demand, just how much the community really wanted this kind of service. We've never had this kind of service, and so I'm certain that the community is going to get behind this, and they already have. And I look forward to more, hopefully more destinations and more flights to L.A. and Denver.
Yeah, certainly, and we were real excited because the first officer on the first flight in was a graduate of Embry-Riddle right here in Prescott, Arizona, and he had bid for that trip because he wanted to be a part of history, and we were kind of glad to see that.
No, that was a lot of fun. I got a selfie with him that day, and you know, everybody on the plane was thrilled to hear that one of our own was sitting in the right seat that day. And what an amazing day that was on the 29th of August to kick off air service. And a lot of people out at the airport were grateful for you allowing us to have Dr. Robin Sabata leading that effort as the airport manager. And there's a lot more on the way out there with the airport, and we'll talk about that another time. But our tiny little terminal is burgeoning, which is a good problem to have. But we do have plans for a new terminal here, hopefully next year. It looks like it's coming to shape. So, again, thanks for the partnership. Thanks for what Embry-Riddle has brought to the table to bring that commercial air service to our city. Well, we're winding down on this segment, Frank. We haven't gotten to Wings Out West, but when we come back, we will talk more about Wings Out West with Dr. Frank Ayers from Embry-Riddle. We'll be right back after these messages.
We did it! it again. Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. I just got through writing an article on the human-animal bond and how healthy animals are a huge part of healthy communities. And it made me pause and think about how pets and animals make us better people. At Olson's, our mission is the health of your animals and pets. This caring attitude has also inspired Olson's investments in local nonprofits, personnel participation in local government, ministry, and many beneficial local programs. What does this all lead to? Healthy communities. Good enough just isn't. By the way, the Highland Center for Natural History would like you to join them Sunday, September 23rd at the Windmill House in Chino Valley. Help children discover the wonders of nature by supporting this outstanding event. Stroll Central American beaches, sail the Caribbean. Well, you get the gist. All proceeds support children's nature-based education programs. For more info and tickets, call 776-9550 or go to highlandcenter.org. The live auction and dinner offer outdoor adventure and experience packages as well as local art.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69, the one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the city of Prescott, Greg Mangarelli.
Welcome back, everybody, to Talk of the Town. I'm here with Dr. Frank Ayers, chancellor out at Embry-Riddle, and we've been talking all things Embry-Riddle. They're off to a great start here this semester, and a lot of amazing things happening, a lot of growth, new programs, and a lot of accolades that they're receiving. And now let's shift gears a little bit here, Frank, and let's talk about the Wings Out West. It takes place this Saturday, October 6th, from 9 to 1. Give us some of the origins of that event as an Embry-Riddle alumni event. You know, how generously Open Wings, how you opened at, Wings Out West to the public in 2017.
Yeah, certainly. In 2010, about 8 years ago, we brought Matt Chapman, who's the Embry-Riddle Air Show pilot, out to do a flying display for our alumni weekend. This is October West, our alumni weekend. So we had Matt fly, and we did a couple other small things. And the next year, we did a little bit more, and next year, we did a little bit more. Matt came back. In 2016, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association hosted one of their five nationwide fly-ins here on campus. And that was because of Embry-Riddle Prescott alumni, Katie Pribble, who's their one of their senior vice presidents, who helped us bring that back. And the whole community came together to do that. Following on that, that was open to the public. We opened up the show, and we had a great partnership with the city last year to make it a joint show. And this year, we've just expanded that. And we're really proud to partner with the city to allow folks from around the greater Prescott area to come see really high-quality air show performers in their hometown and also to come visit our university, which is, you know, we think that's huge, too.
Yeah, it was a great time last year, Frank. I was out there and really enjoyed the festivities. I have to tell you, it was my first air show. But the partnership is amazing with the city. I have to hats off to the former mayor, Harry Oberg. I know he was instrumental in helping make sure that happened last year. And it just seems like we're gaining momentum. Seems like this is going to be even a bigger and better event this year. Can you highlight some of the things going on?
Yeah, certainly. We have got three really world-class airshow performers out there, Matt Chapman, Rob Holloman, and Bill Stein. Matt Chapman's the Embry-Riddle Airshow pilot, as I said earlier. They fly a formation act, so they'll fly individually, then they'll fly as a three-ship formation. And these are top-class national aerobatic champion-quality people. And Rob and Bill and Matt have all been here before. We also have Stephen Bennett coming out, who's a 1984 graduate of Embry-Riddle Prescott, who is performing in a biplane, which is going to be amazing. And then additionally, we have, and I'll tell you a little bit about it, but I think your next guest is going to talk more about it, We have a tribute to Ernest A. Love and the original dogfight coming as well. And we also have exhibits that our students are doing, projects they're doing. We have our 12-time national champion Golden Eagles flight team who will put on a display of their skills. So it's going to be a great event to bring the family and the kids out to and to learn a little bit, be entertained, and to celebrate the city and celebrate Embry-Riddle.
Yeah, no, you know, I had my son with me last year, and I'm intending to bring more of my kids out. It is a lot of fun for the whole family to get out there and kind of see what's going on, and some amazing flying and acrobatics, I guess you might say, to see these guys, what they're doing out there with the different flights. And I look forward to the dogfight you mentioned. I think that's going to be kind of fun to kind of see how they reenact that. A fun full day out there, October 6th, and everybody needs to get out there. I think it starts around 9 o'clock. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. It starts at 9, and shortly thereafter, Cindy Irish from the Misty Blues parachute team, all-female parachute team, she'll parachute in with the American flag while the airplanes fly around her with their smoke on. And it's just a really, and the national anthem plays. It's a dramatic, patriotic way to start the show. So get out there early and be ready for Cindy to do a little parachute jumping.
Yeah, I think with our next guest, Jerry, we'll get into that. There's a pancake breakfast I think I heard about as well that's kicking things off even before 9 o'clock. So we'll ask Jerry about that when we get him on here later. So a lot of fun. We'll talk more Wings Out West when we get Jerry in here. But I have to say, I was out there recently and did some flight simulation. I had picked this up at an auction here in town. You guys had generously donated. And what a great team you have out there at the flight line. And I was in a couple simulators. I think I crashed a couple of your airplanes. I need to apologize about that. But and then the helicopter was really interesting. I think that's a newer simulator that you've got out there. Pretty touchy. But what a great experience that was to get out there. And your team does an amazing job out there.
Well, the nice thing about the simulators is that you might have felt like you crashed, but they still work when you're done. And they allow our students to rehearse in advance and to practice maneuvers before they get in the airplane. It saves the students money. It allows us to practice more difficult maneuvers in safety. And of course, flight safety is our number one goal out there. The helicopter simulator is very impressive. It allows you to practice procedures in a realistic environment. I've had a chance to fly our helicopters that are provided by UHI Helicopter about 3 times. And as a fixed-wing pilot, the helicopters are fascinating. They're very logical, but they really require close attention, and the simulator helps you with that close attention.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I still aspire to get my pilot's license, and it was kind of a fun way to get an experience or at least a taste of what that would be like. You know, you mentioned the Golden Eagle flight team. And, you know, sometimes I have to kind of push Frank to brag about, what they do out there at Embry-Riddle. And this team has some amazing accolades year in and year out. Let's talk a little bit about what they've done.
Well, certainly it's just, so this is our oldest and the most successful tradition, but in the last 20 years, essentially they've won every other national championship. They compete against about 80 teams nationwide. About 40 show up at national championships, and only one wins a trophy. And the last 3 years in a row, they've won the national championship, this last year by the largest point total in the history of the competition. They work 3 nights a week and every weekend, all day Saturday, all year long to practice for this national event. And they're simply exceptional. The events are ground events and flight events, precision landing, navigation. Mm-hmm. They're the best in the country. And what looks easy on the outside is what makes Embry-Riddle students so special. It's all the hard work and dedication, all the long hours. And I have to also tell you, the team, with all that extra work outside of class, they average nearly 3.7 or 3.8 grade point. They're just unbelievable.
Yeah, no, that's amazing. And it gets me to thinking about some of the other great extracurricular you have out there, Frank, with all the sports teams. You know, with all the growth you were talking about in your enrollment, there's also been a lot of growth just in your sports teams and the accolades that they're bringing home. Tell us a little bit more about some of your athletes, and I know they carry some amazing GPAs as well.
Well, I'd love to. I tell you that we've added about 10 different academic curricula in the last 5 or 6 years. We had 7 sports. We have 11 intercollegiate sports right now. All but one of our fall sports are nationally ranked. Our women's soccer team just came out ranked number 11. Our women golfers are in the top 10. Our golf team just won the female golfers just won the tournament down in Phoenix. These are national champion quality athletes now, and they also averaged really incredible grade point average, almost a 3.4 grade point average. So our athletes are incredibly bright young people with great careers ahead of them. But I'd encourage you to come out to some of the matches. Our soccer teams are exceptional. Our women's volleyball team went deep in the national tournament last year, and that's one of the greatest shows on campus. But to get to see these young people, and by the way, they're all in, there are no athletic degrees at Embry-Riddle. They're all space physicists, engineers, pilots. They take all the same degrees everyone else does, and they excel at them.
Yeah, it just tells me you've got a very well-rounded bunch out there that are very involved in lots of different activities. You have a pretty special softball coach out there that has her own accolades herself.
Well, yeah, we're so pleased to bring Christy Ambergy on board this year. She's a Olympic gold medalist in softball in the year 2000. She's just a ball of energy. I know we just had dinner with the whole team out here a while back, and the young ladies are just excited to get started with Christy, and we think they're going to have a great spring season this year. And we're also excited. Both our basketball teams are really ready to go. Our women's basketball team was in the conference tournament last year, and our men's basketball team came up just a little short, but it looks like they're going to have championship seasons this year.
Yeah, that's great. You know, the other thing that I want to highlight here with what time we've got left is the new planetarium. This is an amazing addition to your campus, Frank. And you know what I especially appreciated? I've been out there a couple times to experience a show, and your folks, again, your staff there do an amazing job. Eric does a great job leading that. Just the willingness to open that up to the community and just all the different public opportunities people have to get out there and see and experience that. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Well, we're excited that, you know, Embry-Riddle is Prescott's university. We're right here. We're a national university located in Arizona. Our planetarium has had 18,000 visitors. We're so pleased that Jim and Linda Lee, some good friends of ours locally, decided to sponsor that planetarium. And we've opened it up to the public. We do on the average of about 8 to 10 shows a month, it looks like right now. They are all free. You sign up online. Just look up Embry-Riddle Planetarium. There's only one. And sign up for the shows. And in the event you don't have a reservation, sometimes you can there's a standby line. You can get in late to the show as well. But Eric Edelman, who's our planetarium director, is a very creative individual. And I think you've seen the shows. They're excellent. So we encourage you to come out, visit campus, and visit our planetarium.
Yeah, and definitely take Frank up on that. I highly recommend those shows. Eric, like you say, does a great job out there. Very well done. And, again, I so appreciate the partnership that we have, Frank, and your willingness to work with the community and to help move things forward. It's been a lot of fun for me as a new mayor. And so I appreciate, just all the partnerships. What have I missed here? We've got just a couple minutes left. Anything else that you'd like to add to the show here?
Well, I just say that, going back to your relationship comment, this is Prescott University. This is our community. We live here. Our faculty and staff are involved on school boards in various projects around town. As you mentioned, Dr. Robin Sabat is on sabbatical for the year as the airport manager. We're invested in this community. This has been 40 great years, and we just see 40 more great years coming. But this is all our home, and we want to see Prescott succeed. I think the exciting thing for me is to see us working to bring businesses to this city that can employ our young people, that can bring revenue into the city, that can bring life and vitality. And, when you look at all the talent in this city, and we leverage a lot of it, a lot of the retired folks here in town have so many great credentials from aerospace, from industry. We've got a couple ambassadors in town. We've got people who interact with our campus. And with all that energy and that talent, we really can't go wrong.
Yep. No, I couldn't agree more. And, You know, it's been amazing just to, for me to get to know Embry Riddle better. I honestly, before I became mayor, didn't really know a whole lot about the university. And, man, as I've kind of peeled back the onion, so to speak, it's pretty amazing to see everything that you guys do. And gosh, what a real pleasure. What a treasure we have in Embry Riddle in our city. And, again, thank you so much for your partnership. And just congratulations on 40 great years, and I expect that you are now laying the foundation for another great 40 years as we move forward. And so thanks for all that you've given the city, Frank. I really appreciate it.
Same goes in both directions. And I'll tell you that you're right. My job is to live about 5 to 10 years ahead of the campus, so we're really planning for a great future. Our motto lately is sort of you ain't seen nothing yet. So there's a lot more coming, and all of it's going to involve Prescott and Arizona and Embry Riddle.
Yeah, well, thanks again for being on the show, Frank. I really appreciate it. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to invite Jerry Kidrick to join us and talk about a little bit more about Wings Out West. We'll be right back.
Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Ready to rock a new look for your landscape? Hi, this is Sam, and our team at Prescott Dirt will help you design your rock oasis. We are proud to be an authorized pavestone dealer offering top quality landscaping products from pavers, rumble stone, and rumble wall. Shop our large selection of flagstone and palletized boulders so you don't get stuck between a rock and a hard place. Conveniently located in Prescott and Prescott Valley. Give Prescott Dirt a call at 636-5844 or online at PrescottDirt.com, and we will rock you.
If you are a current or former smoker, you may want to think about screening for lung cancer with low-dose computed tomography. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommends lung cancer screening annually for those at high risk. Yavapai Regional Medical Center performs low-dose CT screening in Prescott and Prescott Valley. It only takes a few moments, and it can set your mind at ease while giving you and your doctor the information you need for intervention if needed. Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death for men and women in the United States, and early detection is important. Talk to your doctor about your risk for lung cancer and how low-dose CT screening can help, or call YRMC's Patient Navigator at 928-771-5454. Do it for your peace of mind and for the ones you love.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm Link Elliott with your Wednesday check of local and state news and weather brought to you by Affinity RV. Firefighters still have a lot of work to do before the platypus rhino fire is suppressed. The platypus and rhino fires started by lightning in the Red Rock Secret Wilderness July 28th. They later combined into a more than 5,500-acre fire. There's no threat to any structures in the area, but there's plenty of smoke.
Folks can be sensitive to the smoke. Our goal has always been to try and keep them as small as possible, as short duration.
Coconino National Forest spokeswoman Brienne Pettit says it's hard to say when the skies will be completely smoke-free.
We're going to see some smoke, but it's going to be much less than we've stopped any further progress to the north and east, and of course those burnout operations. I would tell folks to expect to see at least some smoke here through the week. Expect it to get lighter and lighter.
Most of the burnout operations on the platypus rhino fire have been finished several days earlier than expected. Smoke is settling in the Sedona and Verde Valley areas during the nighttime and early morning hours. The pilot involved in a plane crash in Cottonwood on Monday has died due to his injuries.
70-year-old Parkdale resident Joseph Kreiner's single-engine Bonanza Beach craft collided with a house on Tierra Verde Circle at around 9:45 a.m. The plane caught on fire, but Kreiner was able to get out. He was flown to the Maricopa County Burn Center, but didn't survive. The Federal Aviation Administration and the National Transportation Safety Board removed the plane wreckage Monday night. Kreiner's body will be taken to the Maricopa County Medical Examiner's Office for an autopsy, which is part of the investigation to determine the cause of the plane crash. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
It's the Diamondbacks and Rockies at 5 p.m. right here on KQ&A FM. Taking a look at your weather, the rain will clear up by tomorrow for a sunny end of the week. Expect an overnight low of 54 in the Prescott area tonight, a high of 79 tomorrow, and a high of 80 on Friday. 56 degrees tonight for Cottonwood, with a high on Thursday and Friday of 90. This news and weather, a service of Affinity RV. Stay tuned as Talk of the Town continues on KQ&A.
Do you want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and if the letters we draw match your first and last name initials, yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, your small-town feel with a big world taste in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Autumn flowers are nice, but some are absolutely snap-tastic.
Water's Orange Flame Snapdragon has been grown exclusively for the Prescott area.
It looks like the plant has orange flames licking the foliage. Snap-tastic.
Snapdragons are a natural in mountain gardens, with autumn blooms that snap back into bloom again in spring.
Just $7. You'll only find them at Waters Garden Center in Prescott, where garden flowers are snap-tastically fun to play with.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the city of Prescott, Greg Mangarelli.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We're here with Jerry Kidrick. He's the associate professor at Embry-Riddle and chair of the Wings Out West Committee. Welcome to the show, Jerry.
Thanks very much, Mayor.
Yeah, so Jerry, we touched on a few things, just cursory with, Dr. Ayers, but want to get into some more detail here with the Wings Out West Air Show on October 6th. So, tell us a little bit more about the aerial performances and kind of what we can expect with that.
Sure. Well, the show itself, of course, is from 9 to 3 on Saturday, the 6th of October. We're recommending you get there a little early to find a good parking spot. And at 10 o'clock, our aerial demonstration will begin, and I'm not exaggerating when I say that we have world-class aerial performers in our show. We're not a big air show, but we're the quality is as good as any in the country. And highlighting that will be the number one aerobatic performer in the country, Mr. Rob Holland, who has won the national championship 7 years in a row. Our own Matt Chapman flies the Embry-Riddle aircraft, and we sponsor him around the country. He represents us in air shows all over. Mr. Bill Stein, Stephen Bennett is a performer this year in a biplane, and Stephen is a graduate from our program here in Prescott in 1984. So we're thrilled to have him back, and he's sponsored by the Shrine Club. So great performers, and then probably the highlight we're looking forward to this year is a recreation of aerial combat, World War I aerial combat, with two performers that have been working on this all summer for us. And we're very excited to have Gary Rohrer, and in the persona of the immortal Red Baron. The individual's name is Stefan Trischuk, and the two of them have been practicing, and they're going to bring a great show to town.
Yeah, I can't wait to see that. That's going to be very interesting. You know, I forgot to ask you really before everything gets started, you've got a breakfast that's being served out there.
We do. We have a pancake breakfast that the Experimental Aircraft Association puts on every year. They do a great job, pancakes and sausage and lots of it. So you should come out and take advantage of that. I will back up a little bit, too, in that there's going to be an event on Wednesday of that week, of the EA Love Days week at Embry-Riddle in our Davis Learning Center auditorium. And the author for that wrote An Aviator, Arizona Aviator in France, Alan Rossler, will be there speaking at 7 p.m. So he's going to talk all about what you'll see in the air show on Saturday, and that'll give you a great background. So please come out and do that with us.
Wednesday, October 3rd, is that right, Jerry, at Davis Learning Center?
That's correct.
Yeah. Well, that's great to know. Now, we talked a little bit about aerial performances, which, by the way, I think I heard that you're also going to have a Cobra helicopter out there that people can take advantage of as well. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. A Vietnam-era Cobra helicopter will be there. And they will be selling rides, some of that before the show on Friday afternoon. If you come out to Legend Aviation, they're going to be there set up and prepared to carry folks around and give them a demonstration. And then Saturday after our show, and then probably Sunday in the morning. So when you see them on static display, make sure and sign up for one of those rides.
Yeah, so you mentioned static displays. Kind of tell us what we might see out there parked as static displays.
Well, we're up to over 30 aircraft now that have scheduled to come in for static displays. There are going to be some warbirds there. One of the highlights of that will be a TBM, which is a Navy bomber that the first George Bush Sr., that he flew in World War II and unfortunately was shot down in. But we'll have the TBM there, and probably half a dozen helicopters from the Department of Public Safety. Native Air will be there, and so a full suite of helicopters. And then one of the highlights will be our new aircraft that is coming into Prescott now, our regional airport. The CRJ-200 will be there from SkyWest. So you get a chance to see what a great improvement that is and how excited we are to have a 50-passenger jet with a bathroom flying out of, in and out of Prescott.
Jerry, we call that a real airplane. You know what? I appreciate you highlighting that because, you know, Frank and I earlier talked a little bit about the new commercial air service with United Express that's flying into Denver and L.A. daily, and I think L.A. every day except Saturday. And, you know, that CRJ-200, to have that there, if people aren't familiar, it's a great opportunity to come out and see that jet, to be able to understand better what kind of service we're offering, like, say, with a bathroom. And I think people, once they see that, they're going to better understand that this is the real deal. This is the first time we've had a CRJ flying in and out with this kind of service, and so we're grateful that they're going to be there that day to show that off.
Right.
So in addition to that, Jerry, though, there's some vendors and different other activities. What else is going on?
There are. There's going to be food vendors there and a full range of different meals that you can get. There's going to be things for the kids to do. They'll be handing out free airplanes or whirly gigs to the kids at the show. I think we're going to have a climbing wall there. So there'll be lots of things to do other than watch the aerial demonstration once that's over. I do need to mention an air show like this takes a lot of volunteers, and I need to thank all of them. They've worked really hard, and there's committees that have been working behind the scenes. So as everybody knows, something like this takes a lot of people to make it happen.
Well, you're chairing this committee. I'm assuming this is kind of a year-long endeavor in terms of the planning. How long have you been at this?
It really starts after the right after this air show. We'll start talking about what our theme will be for next year, and that kind of steers us towards the performers that we book. That happens in December. So as early as December, we know who it is we want to bring in for the following year, and then we start the contract process. So yes, it's definitely a year-long endeavor.
Mm-hmm. What are the other, anything else about the Wings Out West, Jerry, that you can think of that we should mention to folks?
Well, certainly we want to invite the folks from Prescott Valley and Chino. You know, this is a regional event, and we consider them part of this, the EA Love Regional Airport, and would like to have them come out and spend a good time with us. We have our Golden Eagle flight team, I need to mention. They'll be in the show. They're 12-time national champions. Three times in a row now, 3 years in a row, national champions. And so they'll be performing also some of their precision events that they do at the national competition. So there's something for everybody, I think, out there, and it's going to be a great day. You know, air shows, kids love them, adults love them, and ours is going to be as good as anywhere in the country.
Yeah, pretty broad appeal, and like I was talking to Frank earlier, it really is a family event, great opportunity to bring the whole family out and enjoy the festivities. So we've talked a lot about a lot of different information about Wings Out West, October 6th. Is there a website, Jerry, that we can point people to get more information?
There sure is. The airport's got a website out, and it is prcairport.com. Again, that's prcairport.com. They'll have information about parking that day, which is important to know which entrances to go into and that kind of thing. So check it out, and we'll have lots of information for you.
Yeah, that's good information to have, and to go to that website is a great idea for folks to get more information about Wings Out West. And I appreciate you mentioning the regional aspect of this, Jerry. You know, this is a big deal for our whole region. We just recently renamed the airport, Prescott Regional Airport, just kind of for that reason, is that we've got some great partnerships with Chino Valley, Prescott Valley, Dewey Humboldt, and the county, and we felt like the Prescott Regional Airport better reflected what we're trying to do as we partner together. Even though the city owns the airport, we want to leverage this asset, and in this case, this event, to get people from the whole region to come in and enjoy this event. So thanks for mentioning that. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk to Jerry a little bit more about Wings Out West, but specifically we're going to talk about one of Prescott's original hometown heroes. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com.
Hey everybody, this is David Goldstein, owner of Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. If you're like me, you moved here for peace of mind. As an independent agent, I work with great companies like Safeco, a Liberty Mutual company, to make sure you're getting the best coverage at the best price. So call me, David Goldstein, at Sherrick Insurance, custom protection for your peace of mind. 928-567-0335. Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. Call me, 928-567-0335.
Everyone's talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
When you reach your retirement age, 62 or older, additional income could make your current financial situation more stable. How about Country Bank's home equity conversion mortgage, commonly known as a reverse mortgage? Some advantages are no monthly principal and interest payment, monthly income, a line of credit, or both, plus you could delay your Social Security benefits.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015 for more details.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
We did it again! Clip Cat.
Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the city of Prescott, Greg Mangarelli.
And we're back. You're listening to KQ&A, Talk of the Town, and I am your mayor, Greg Mangarelli. I'm here with Jerry Kidrick, who is the assistant professor at Embry-Riddle, also the chair of the Wings Out West committee. We've been talking all things Wings Out West, October 6th, 9 to 3 p.m., on October 6th. And Jerry, off air a minute ago, we were talking about something else that we hadn't hit on yet for Wings Out West, and that's something going on Friday late afternoon. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, you know, there's kind of a dual theme for this air show. One is 40 years of Embry-Riddle in Prescott, and I'm sure Dr. Ayers mentioned that. We're thrilled to be partnering with the city of Prescott. So that's one of the themes that we're celebrating. And as part of that, what we're going to do Friday, about 4:45 or 5 o'clock right in there, we're going to have a couple of formations of our performers flying over the campus first, and all the students and faculty and all that will be down on the campus making a large number 40 oh, cool. on one of our soccer fields. And then from there, they're going to fly over our local communities. So they'll be right over the city park here in Prescott, and then PV downtown, Chino, and then back into the airport. So watch for that Friday night. It's kind of a teaser. They'll have their smoke on, and you'll get a little shot of what you'll see the next day.
No, that'll be a lot of fun, Jerry, and I'm glad you mentioned that. So they'll start at the Embry-Riddle campus around 5, you said.
We think 4:30 is when they'll fly right over the campus.
So in Prescott, we need to be ready about 4:30, 4:45.
Correct. 4:45 is what we're shooting for.
Okay, and then Prescott Valley shortly after that, and then maybe a little after 5 out at Chino. So,
correct.
That'll be a lot of fun. That'll kind of get everybody excited about the air show the next day there on Saturday. So, well, let's shift gears a little bit. You know, Ernest A. Love, we're celebrating 100 years of his passing, and he was a World War I vet and was flying airplanes, of course, in World War I. But tell us some about what's going on with Wings Out West and maybe even outside of Wings Out West and how we're remembering Ernest A. Love.
Well, it's pretty amazing. The community has really stepped up, recognizing that 100 years ago, our local resident and football hero at the high school went off to serve his country. And quite honestly, there were lots of people trying to avoid that kind of thing at that same time. And Ernest Love, after graduating from Prescott High, went off to Stanford. And while at Stanford in ROTC, the Army Air Corps was looking for pilots. And so Ernest volunteered to do that and ended up being one of the very few that could make it through all the requirements to be a pilot. And he ended up over in France flying for the American Expeditionary Force with some names you'd recognize, Eddie Rickenbacker, Frank Luke Jr., some of the really famous people during that period of time. And so Ernest did his part, flew an amazing amount of sorties in the short period of time he was over in France. And unfortunately, as the mayor mentioned, was shot down and survived a day, but passed away the next day. So that's our second theme for the show, the 40 years of Embry-Riddle and the 100 years of Ernest Love's death. So there's lots of things going on downtown. There's Ernest A. Love Days. We're going to put a banner up across Gurley Street. There's some social events that are on the city's website. Lots of posters around town, some images of Ernest Love, and then I think Prescott High at the football game on the 19th, on Friday the 19th, is going to maybe have an Ernest Love reenactor bring the football in to start the game. There's talk of maybe a Blackhawk coming in and delivering them. So lots of things that are in the works to recognize our hometown hero and somebody who really stepped up and did his part.
Yeah, and it's good for us to do this, you know, Jerry, to have a hometown hero like that we can remember and celebrate. And really, I think for me, what that does is it really helps us remember not just Ernest A. Love, but all of our hometown heroes that went off to war in World War One. We have a number of people from our city that participated in World War One, and not everybody came back, unfortunately. There's a memorial downtown on the Courthouse Plaza that lists those folks that did serve, and I know there's also a display at Charlotte Hall Museum where you can go there, and we've also had a display up at the library that celebrates Ernest A. Love, and we want to remember all of our wartime heroes, in this case World War One heroes, and thank those veterans for their service and continuing to keep our freedom here. You mentioned with Wings Out West, too, that there will be that dogfight, and that will commemorate Ernest A. Love as well as they reenact that dogfight that day.
Correct.
Yeah, so I think that pretty much wraps up Wings Out West. You know, one thing I want to mention is this is free to the public, this whole thing, right? We can get in free.
Absolutely is free, yes.
Yeah, that's amazing. I guess that's just a part of the partnership that we have with Emory Riddle and the City of Prescott to underwrite that, and we sure do appreciate that partnership. Frank and I talked about that, and what a great opportunity for families to get out to the airport and see what's going on, and all this is free. So that's kind of a great opportunity for families to get out and do something fun on October 6th. Well, we just have a little bit of time left here. I want to thank you, Jerry, for your time, for your service with the committee for Wings Out West, and all you've done to make sure this thing goes off without a hitch. And it really means a lot to our city and our community. And it's a great accolade for Embry-Riddle and an opportunity for the city to partner. So thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I appreciate it.
Well, that's all for our show today. Thanks to our guests, Dr. Frank Ayers and Jerry Kidrick. I'm Prescott Mayor Greg Mingarelli. So long for now. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley, in Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQNA, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.